Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this wonderful reality of being taken out of darkness into your marvelous kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy in fellowship with the Father and Son through the Holy Spirit. And so we just thank you for this life and life and abundance that we can rejoice in. And so experience the seize the kingdom and experience the kingdom and extend the kingdom, because this is your will. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you. Your will is your hallowed name of the Father of everything you created, everything you created to for yourself and to be blessed in you and to be fruitful and to fulfill its purpose. Hallelujah. Your will be done, your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 3 from verse 1 to 6 from the NLT translation. In those days, John the Baptist came to the Judean wilderness and began preaching. His message was, "Repent of your sin and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near." The prophet Isaiah was speaking about John when he said, "He is a voice shouting in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way for the Lord's coming, clear the road for him.'" John's clothes were woven from coarse camel hair, and he wore a leather belt around his waist. For food, he ate locusts and wild honey. People from Jerusalem, from all of Judea and all over the Jordan Valley went out to see and hear John. And when they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River.
Hallelujah. Now you just see, you know, when King comes, and he represents a bigger, better kingdom, that's where you've got to submit. You've got to turn away from the inferior things you believed and you held on to in the past, and now take hold of this great king. And this is what Jesus represented, and this is what John was representing. He came as a voice in the wilderness, "Come, turn your hearts and turn your lives," and then many people would come. But it's just so beautiful. You know, Jesus spoke about counting the cost, and he speaks about counting the cost, and he says, if you love your father and your mother and your wife and your friends and even yourself more than me, you can't be my disciple. So we see God called us to be disciples. He called us to be dedicated followers. He called us to be married to the Lord, co-heirs with Jesus, in the Father, with the Son, with the Spirit, with the angels, with the Church of the Firstborn, as the Spirit of just men and women made perfect. So that is the reality. We've really got to, you know, because what happens is when you come into the world as a natural birth, we need, and Jesus speaks about being born again, so you need a spiritual birth. And why do you need that? Because when we're born, naturally, our Father's the best. You know, we follow friends. We think, I'm this type of person. We can trust in ourselves. Where this kingdom, this great kingdom, the kingdom of our God, and our eternal kingdom that's going to last forever, it's got all the answers for us in every way. So we turn away from the natural to the spiritual, to the heavenly. And then it's also about like building a tower or building a house. You need to know you've got sufficient. So you turn because there is sufficient for you in the kingdom. You've got a place. You were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless, and it's been made available. What came in through Adam has been dealt with in Jesus, and now the God quality of life is available, and that's what you enter into. And then it's also because you're doing this, you're going to be fighting a war. So you need to know you've got sufficient. The word speaks about the Lord is saying, I think it was Matthew speaking or Luke telling about what the Lord had to say, was if you go with 10,000, you need to know you've got sufficient to overcome a king and his kingdom of 10,000 soldiers, 20,000 soldiers. But you're, when you look in the word and that you see, man, one can take can overcome 1,000. When we think of Gideon and his 300 that overcame the Midianites, it was something like 1 to 500 or 1 to 5,000. I'm not sure, but it was ratios you can't believe. So the important thing is when you believe God, you need to know you're walking, you're boasting in your God, you're walking together with him, and with him you can do. You've been made for a purpose. That is your purpose, and no one will stop it. And you're going to build and extend his kingdom, and you're going to have all the demonic lies and deception in the world is going to be taken out. So you're a soldier, and you're a builder, and you're a lover married to Christ, bearing fruits to God in the kingdom. Amen. Be blessed. Arise and shine. Let him who boasts in this, that you know and understand the Lord. That's what it's all about. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.